The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
For VOA's business scene, I'm Skylar Ogden. After a prolonged spell of relatively sluggish growth, profits are looking up for businesses in India. Recent data show GDP grew by 6.3% in the July-September quarter. Although it's more than 1% lower from a year ago, it halts a five-quarter slide. India's finance minister, Arun Jaitley.
The last five quarters had witnessed a downward trend. This marks the reversal of that trend.
Analysts say the downward trend was due in part to a goods and services tax launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in late June. The nationwide sales tax replaced myriad business taxes that varied from state to state and attempted to unify the system under a single market. Aside from the tax overhaul, Modi had also sent shockwaves through the streets when he banned the country's largest currency bills in late 2016 in an attempt to curb corruption. The ban effectively removed 80% of the currency in circulation.
Perhaps the impact of two very significant structural reforms, demonetization and the GST, is now behind us. And hopefully in the coming quarters, we can look for an upwards trajectory.
Earnings for major Indian companies rose at their best pace in six quarters during the July-September quarter, and continued profits are expected in the current quarter. The hospitality industry in Bali, Indonesia, is still struggling as the Mount Agung volcano continues to rumble after its eruption on November 28th. These days, the only thing that's really active is the ash and steam spewing out of Mount Agung. Surfboard rental vendor Demi Sehen.
Usually we can earn about 60 to 74 U.S. dollars from surfboard rental and can collect a profit of up to $29 every day. But now, it is considered good business if we earn about half of it.
After the volcano's eruption, the government ordered residents to evacuate every village within 10 kilometers of the volcano, turning previous tourism hotspots into near ghost towns. The worst of it came when Bali closed its international airport for about 3 days last week, stranding many tourists on the island and prompting others to cancel their upcoming trips. Tut Tunes is the manager of Panorama Cottages.
Since the eruption of Mount Agung, there were some guest cancellations, but it became worse after the airport closure. Almost 90% of the guests canceled their bookings.
While Indonesia's disaster mitigation agency says most of Bali is now safe for tourists, many local businesses expect to take a hit during year-end holidays. For VOA's business scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.